Western advertising and public relations agencies are increasingly joining with African advertising companies. They are working together to attract international businesses that want to advertise products or services in Africa. The continent has been considered the last frontier or undeveloped territory for consumer markets. Advertising agencies are now helping international companies become well-known in Africa. Western public relations companies in Africa are sometimes known for cleaning up the image of a head of state or a government. Even a company started by a former advisor to the President of the United States has been linked to Nigerian President-elect Muhammadu Buhari. During the recent election campaign, Mr. Buhari promised change. American David Axelrod founded the company Strategy Group, AKPD, Message and Media. He once served as a political advisor to U.S. President Barack Obama. Now, the job of advertising agencies in Africa is changing. Communications and public relations agencies are still advising African leaders, but many are also looking for international businesses that want to do business in Africa. After all, the continent is home to 6 of the 10 fastest-growing economies in the world. Carrie Ann Stanton is managing director of Engage Joe Public, a public relations agency. She says, global communication companies have bought or partnered with many African agencies over the last 2 years. The growing number of mobile devices has helped the growth of locally owned digital agencies in sub-Saharan Africa, countries south of the equator. Carrie Ann Stanton says these agencies are creating their own niche or specialized market and winning plenty of praise.
We're an emerging market, so we know that a lot of people are trying to get into Africa, and a lot of people have failed terribly. So it's very much like there's this shift. The first world is watching Africa for innovation.
Africa claims to be the mobile continent because so many people use wireless technology there. There are predictions that the ability to connect to high-speed internet will increase 20 times over the next 5 years. Studies have found there will be an estimated 930 million mobile users in Africa by the end of 2019. The American Public Relations Agency, GRAY, opened an office in Johannesburg, South Africa. From there, the company will work with clients in Nigeria, Mozambique, Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Botswana. These are fast-growing markets, says Paul Jackson, Managing Director at GRAY South Africa.
We've seen a lot of multinationals not getting the returns in first world economies and looking to the third world markets and emerging markets for additional returns. Obviously, it's a lot riskier. Obviously, these are markets that they don't understand, but they know that Africa is a place that they've got to be.
Many overseas companies have little experience dealing with Africa. They do not know much about the culture or the way things are done on the continent. Also, there is a lack of information to help with the marketing. So, having employees who are experts in the area and culture is helpful for companies.
So it's really important that any client and or agency understands the various markets that they're targeting, those various nuances, the different cultures, the key insights that's going to make their product move in a very tough landscape. You've got to have on-the-ground representation. You can't fly it by remote control.
In October, a London-based company, Weber Sandwick, announced it was combining with its South African sister agency, McCann PR. This will give the company a big increase in its number of South African business clients. Fraser Lamb is Chief Executive Officer and Africa Chairman of McCann World Group. He says poorly informed advertising campaigns can be costly. He says a MasterCard campaign designed for Africa but developed in Dubai did not work.
The work we found was a disconnect from the reality. For instance, in our Truth About Africa, we put a slide there that talks about the number of countries who actually have safari versus the perceived number of countries. So the artwork that came from abroad was largely about safari. And we said, well, you know, if this is for Kenya, it works, whereas in Nigeria, it's scarce. So it's a campaign that had to be adapted.
Mr. Lamb says better research showed that Nigeria's MasterCard holders knew more about Harrods, London's store for high-priced goods, than elephants and lions. I'm Anne Ball. Words in this story. Attract, verb. To cause someone or something to want to do or be involved in something. Global, adjective, involving the whole world. Mobile, adjective, something that can move from one place to another. Digital, adjective, using or involving computer technology. Client, noun, a person who pays a person or organization for services.